Those of you who are on the outside ends of the pews, to look for the little basket, pass it down the row for the special children's offering, and the children will pick it up as they go down the aisle.
Good morning, boys and girls. I am so glad you came this morning to hear my story. Who brought their Bible with them to Sabbath school this morning? Did any of you bring your Bible? You brought a Bible? Did you bring a Bible? Did you bring a Bible? Did you bring a Bible? You didn't either?
I did.
You did? Well, that's good. I brought my Bible. And I wanted to tell you just a little bit about my Bible. This is a picture of what my Bible used to look like. My Bible looks a little bit different. I have had this Bible since I was 9 years old.
My Bible is about Jesus.
Yes, my Bible is about Jesus. I was given a Bible. I was given this Bible when I was 9 years old for perfect attendance in Sabbath school. I love Sabbath school so much. I went to Sabbath school every week for a whole year, and I was given this gift. And you know, sometimes we get a gift and we put it on a shelf and we look at it, but I didn't put my Bible on the shelf. I actually opened my Bible when it was given to me, and I read a lot in it. And then pretty soon, the outside cover got all worn out, and I had to get a new leather cover on my Bible. And you know, when I read my Bible, I find a lot of stories in my Bible that Jesus told. And I thought about stories that Jesus would tell. He would tell stories about fishermen, he would tell stories about farmers. He told a lot of stories about farmers. And he told stories about Jewish weddings. He told stories about things that people had happened in everyday life, so that then they would understand about the kingdom of heaven. So I have a story of something that happened in my everyday life. And as I thought about this thing that happened, I thought, there's a spiritual lesson in this, because as it is in the physical, so it is in the spiritual. So I have a picture of a truck I want to show to you. I have this truck that I take care of all the time. It doesn't belong to me, but I take care of it all the time. And it was running fine, and then one day, the owner of this truck drove from Portland down to Roseburg, and she said, there's something wrong with this truck. So then she leaves it with me, and I have to find out what's wrong with the truck. So I took it out, and I drove out on the freeway, and I went really fast with it so that it needed a lot of power. And while I was driving down the road, all of a sudden, and I'm not a mechanic, and maybe some of you, especially this young man, he might be a mechanic when he grows up, because all my brothers are mechanics. And my father was a mechanic, but I never learned to be a mechanic. But I do know a few things. So I'm driving down the road with this truck, and all of a sudden it feels as if somebody put the brake on. And the engine just seems to shut down, and there's no power. And so I coast along for a while. My friend Crystal rode with me. We drove up to Portland, and every other thing, the whole way. It makes you really nervous at first. You know, you're driving down the freeway, and you've got lots of traffic around you, and all of a sudden, it just feels like somebody put an engine brake on, and the truck just slows right down, and you have no power, and it goes for maybe, you know, 30 seconds, a short time, and then you got power back on, and it keeps doing it all the time. So I took it into a garage so a mechanic would know what was wrong, and some of you grown-ups out there, you might know from hearing me, you might know what was wrong with it. So I take the truck to the first mechanic, and he opens the hood, and the first thing he sees when he opens the hood is he sees this little furry stuff all over the terminals on the battery. And he said, oh yeah, you need to get rid of that corrosion. So he gets some kind of spray bottle and he sprays some stuff on the battery. Oh, that should take care of it. Now let's find out why the truck isn't working. So he checks some different things. He can't find out what's wrong with it. So he tells me I gotta take it to a specialist that works on diesel trucks, because this is a one-ton truck, so he doesn't really work on big trucks. So I take the truck up to Oregon Diesel. And the owner of Oregon Diesel opens the hood up, and first thing he says is, oh, you got corrosion on the battery here. You need to take care of that. But then he looks down in the engine of the truck, and he says, well, you know, from what you describe, maybe there's something wrong with the pump that brings the fuel up to the engine. Maybe that's the problem, or maybe something's wrong with the computer system in the truck. So he puts the truck in the garage, and they hook it up to the computer to check, see if they can find anything wrong with the computer system. No, they can't find anything wrong with that. They check the different pumps, and there's nothing wrong with them. And then they still don't know what's wrong with the truck. So I bring the truck back. It works all right for a while. One guy actually had the thought, maybe we should actually clean this corrosion off the top of the battery. And so he cleaned that off. And the truck worked for a little while. And then I started losing power again. I don't know what's wrong with the truck. I finally have somebody look at it, and they realized that there's this cable that comes from the battery, and it's all corroded. It's all corroded. And so new cables have been put on. The batteries were checked. One person thought that was a problem with the batteries, so the batteries were checked. Nope, there wasn't any lack of power there. So all the problem with the truck turned out to just be corrosion on a battery cable. And a lot of money was spent trying to find out what was wrong with the truck. Now, you know, I've been thinking about this experience, and I thought this: if what happens in the physical things that happen in our daily life, if that helps us to understand how things are in the kingdom of heaven, could it be that we need power in our life, and that as we go through our daily life, that sometimes we're lacking power? Just like that truck was driving down the road, and then all of a sudden there's no power. And I know of a lot of people in my life, I've heard people praying, even like the entire church. I read years ago, down in California, the entire conference, they wanted everybody to pray at a certain hour of the day, at a certain time, to pray for the power of the Holy Spirit. People want power. And yet, somehow, they don't have power. Because they get up in the morning, and the first time somebody says something to them they don't like, they get angry. And they don't have power to be an overcomer. They want power. So I thought about this experience with the truck, and I thought, you know, the whole problem with the truck was something that was very simple. It was right there when you opened the hood of the truck. Every mechanic that looked at the truck, they saw that there was a problem with corrosion on the battery. But then they thought it wasn't important, that it didn't matter. And so then I thought, could it be that in our life, when we lack power, when we need power to be an overcomer, could it be that what's causing the problem is something just as simple as a battery cable in a truck? Could it be something simple that everyone sees it, everyone knows about it, but people don't think it's important? You know, I opened up my Bible and I read this. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. And then I thought, could it be that something just as simple, something that everybody does, something that everybody knows about, eating the wrong food, putting food into your mouth that's bad for you, could that be what's causing the problem? So that we don't have power when we need power to be an overcomer? Could it be something just as simple as that? I think in this Bible verse, the very first thing it says is, whatsoever you eat, do all to the glory of God. I believe that what we put in our mouth has a direct effect upon how we think, and it will have a direct effect upon if we have power when we need it, if we have power to be kind, if we have power to be helpful, if we have power to control our temper. So I want you boys and girls to remember today, remember the most important thing, that something very simple is be very careful what you put in your mouth. That it will always be something that will help you to think and to know the difference between right and wrong, between serving God and not serving God. Thank you for listening to my story. You can go back to your seats and be sure to pick up the baskets on your way.